This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review. It's back to school time. Too soon for the kids, but maybe not soon enough for the parents. Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. With us today on the show is school sister of Notre Dame, Patricia McCarron. She is the new superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Sister Patricia is a Baltimore native who grew up in Rogers Forge across the street from her home parish of St. Pius X, where she was enrolled in the parish elementary school. She began her career in teaching at Notre Dame Preparatory School in 1984. She was an administrative intern at Bishop Walsh Catholic School in Cumberland, an archdiocesan school serving pre-K through 12th grade. She also served as assistant principal at the former Seton Keough High School and then became associate academic dean at Notre Dame of Maryland University. She served as head of school at Notre Dame Prep in Towson from 2005 till the end of the last school year. She was appointed as the new Archdiocesan Superintendent by Archbishop William E. Laurie after a nationwide search. Welcome to the show, Sister Patricia.
Chris, thanks so much for having me on the show today.
What drew you first to a vocation with the School Sisters of Notre Dame? And obviously their charism is education. So what drew you?
Well, Chris, my life has been anchored in my Catholic faith and the fundamental mission of education. And my upbringing and my Catholic education were significant in my decision to enter religious life and enter the School Sisters of Notre Dame. My parents witnessed and lived their faith, and our family life was centered around the parish and our Catholic elementary school. My parents attended Catholic schools and sacrificed so that their children could as well. And I was blessed to have parents who instilled in us that faith was at the center of our life, and that our relationship with God was the most important thing in our life. You might enjoy this. When I was in the fourth grade at St. Pius, we had to write an autobiography. And the last question in the autobiography is, what do you want to be when you grow up? I wrote that I wanted to be a school sister of Notre Dame, like the sisters who taught me. As I grew older, that really was not on the forefront of my mind or my heart. But my relationship with God was always at the center. So God continued to invite me through prayer, through the voices of others, through my Catholic education to enter religious life. And God graced me, gave me the grace for my heart to hear that invitation and to respond. So 35 years ago, I took vows as a school sister of Notre Dame.
That's awesome. You know, it sounds a lot like my own experience. I grew up in a large Catholic family in a suburb of Chicago. We were three blocks from the parish church and school. All of us went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school. Some of us went to Catholic colleges. So I get where you're coming from in those terms. Where did you end up getting your education?
So while I'm a product of Catholic education from kindergarten through my PhD and have loved every institution and every program I've attended, and am forever grateful to my parents for giving me the gift of a Catholic education and for their commitment to Catholic schools. For elementary school, K through 8, I attended St. Pius X, which, as you mentioned earlier, our family lived right across the street from
that.
The school. So I can remember as a little girl being so happy and so excited when I reached the first grade and was able to walk up the big hill all by myself to go to the school building. And you know, it was really fun because our house was a place where all the kids came after school to enjoy some snacks and fun. And my mom was just a fantastic hostess and loved having the children pile in. I then spent four wonderful years at the Institute of Notre Dame and loved every minute of my high school years, along with the presence of the school sisters playing sports, softball and basketball, and then a little badminton too. having exciting academic classes and challenging one as well with wonderful teachers, and making lifelong friends who are still my friends today from all over Baltimore, made my high school years really special. As a college student, I went to the College of Notre Dame of Maryland, now Notre Dame of Maryland University, and was just given countless opportunities in the classroom and beyond. In addition to delving deeply into my major, which was mathematics, I received excellent preparation to be a teacher. And I had opportunities to continue playing sports, both basketball and softball, and serving in leadership roles such as student government president. And I was really blessed to be surrounded by wonderful school sisters of Notre Dame who exuded joy and commitment to their vocation. I was especially blessed to witness day in and day out the wonderful leadership of our then president, Sister Kathleen Feely, who is a school sister of Notre Dame. Sister Kathleen was a model leader for me, an inspiration to me as a young college woman, and has continued to be a tremendous support and inspiration to me throughout my religious life. As a teacher at Notre Dame Preparatory School, fresh out of college, I earned my master's degree at Loyola University because of the encouragement and support of my then boss, quote unquote, headmistress, Sister Helen Marie Duffy. And I just love my first time around at Notre Dame Prep. And it was during this time as a young woman that I entered the School Sisters of Notre Dame and left NDP only because I had to go to the novitiate for the School Sisters of Notre Dame, which is part of our preparation program. And then lastly, as a temporarily professed sister and a young administrator, I was very grateful to have an invitation by our then provincial Sister Christine Mulcahy to pursue my doctoral studies at the Catholic University of America. That was such an amazing experience for me. My learning about the field of education, the church and the world, God's action and the life and the wonder and the lives and the wonderful contributions of my religious and lay colleagues were making in the world just exploded during this time. So I concluded my 3 years at Catholic University, not only having earned a PhD in educational administration and policy, but most especially having been inspired by the power and the transformational power that education can have on an individual, which only deepened my commitment to the SSND mission of transforming the world through education.
That's great charism to have. What's been your favorite part of your life's work in education so far? You talked about, you know, having studied mathematics, being a teacher, being an administrator. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, without question, my favorite part of my life's work in education has been seeing God's grace work in my life and work in the lives of those around me, children, administrators, teachers, parents, students, alumni, all that I've had the privilege to encounter. You know, Chris, it's the most wonderful experience to see a young child have a light bulb go off.
Yeah.
And to just, you know, especially when they've been struggling with something and you just see that light bulb go off and you know that they learned it. Or to walk in a classroom and feel the energy racing in the classroom of an exemplary teacher who is so passionate about her students and her contact area or his students and content area that teacher brings to life the content for the students. Or to watch parents come together in great commitment and support to help the school in whatever way they can, or to see one of the students racing down the halls to help another student or faculty member in need, and to be part of communities where God is at the center of those communities. You know, Chris, I've always believed that God provides, and I've seen time and time again in my ministry of education that God certainly provides with all that we need in ways that we, large ways and small ways, and ways we could have never imagined.
Yeah. You know, academics are certainly important to any school or school system. But what sets Catholic schools apart from public or other private schools, Sister Patricia?
Yeah, the vibrant and alive mission of Catholic schools. You know, Chris, the mission of Catholic schools that all members strive to live out each day, that all the members of the community are bringing that mission to life. You know, Catholic schools provide a Christ-centered education that is academically excellent and empowers students to reach their full potential.
Sure.
Spiritually, yeah. Intellectually, physically, socially, and morally. You know, Catholic schools not only provide that excellent academic experience, but do so by focusing on a faith-based experience in the classroom and beyond, helping students to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ and understand their responsibility to service to others. In Catholic schools, the attention to the spiritual and to the character development of each and every student, and not only just the students, but all members of the community, distinguishes Catholic schools. You know, the environment of Catholic schools are ones that are built on respect, treating each other with dignity, serving others, and using the gifts that God has given to each person to make the world a better place, and celebrating and appreciating those gifts. And that environment makes all the difference and enhances the academic excellence of the institutions.
Yeah, and it has certainly a big impact on the communities as they move out of those schools. Well, we're talking with Sister Patricia McCarron, the new superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. And after the break, we're going to talk with her some more and maybe talk a little bit about some of the changes she's seen in education over the last four decades or so. This is Chris Gunty, and you're listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. More than 410 firearms were turned in during the Archdiocese of Baltimore's third annual gun buyback, August 9th, at the Westside Shopping Center in Southwest Baltimore, exceeding the goal of 300. The event was co-sponsored by the Baltimore City Police Department, St. Joseph's Monastery Parish in Baltimore, and the Health by Southwest Coalition. Organizer Father Michael Murphy, pastor of Our Lady of Victory in Arbutus and St. Joseph Monastery, called it building a culture of peace one step at a time. Maryland Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller and Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley joined parish volunteers and community leaders, urging residents to see gun violence as a public health issue and to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. Weapons collected will be destroyed. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. Attack on Christian churches in the U.S. declined last year but remained far higher than in previous years, according to the Family Research Council. The group's latest report tallied 415 incidents in 2024, down from 485 in 2023, but still well above totals from 2018 to 2022. Vandalism made up more than two-thirds of all cases. At least 100 Catholic churches or properties were affected. The report also noted an increase in gun-related incidents at churches, more than doubling from the year before. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. And finally, while we hope everyone has been enjoying their summer break and maybe getting in those last-minute vacations, the new school year is just around the corner, and our back-to-school issue should be hitting your mailbox August 28th or 29th. For everyone at Catholic Review Media, I'm Kevin Parks.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
We're back on Catholic Review Radio, talking with School Sister of Notre Dame, Patricia McCarron, the new superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. You know, I mentioned it before the break, but how has education changed in the 40 or so years you've been involved in schools? I mean, we're talking everything from pencils and blackboards to all that other stuff. But a lot of things other than technology has changed, right?
Chris, you know, while there have been many changes, as you've mentioned, over the years and over these past 40 years in curriculum and program offerings, the use of technology to support learning, better understandings that we've gained on how students learn and how to teach more effectively, embracing the importance of the social environment for students, particularly post-COVID. What really excites me is the essence of Catholic education, the essence of education has remained the same. Education at its very core, Catholic education at its very core, is to empower individuals to reach the fullness of their potential and to use their God-given gifts to make the world a better place. And that has remained timeless through all of the other changes around. That's at the heart of Catholic schools, faith and reason to transform the world and make it a better place.
Yeah, I remember being thrilled in fifth grade when the school got a mobile science table that could roll around from classroom to classroom. And now our schools have robotics labs and science labs and makerspace for first graders. It's just amazing.
And innovation wings and innovation labs.
Exactly. Some real advantages now. Now, I know you haven't really gotten started as superintendent yet, but what's your overarching vision for Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore?
Well, Chris, as you know, our schools have a long history of academic excellence and of passing on our Catholic faith to our students in partnership with their parents. And our schools have a legacy of excellent leadership from past superintendents, including Dr. Hargens, to our spiritual leader, most especially Archbishop Laurie. Our schools compete with many public schools and non-private schools, but what sets them apart, what sets our schools apart, is our Catholic identity, that which makes them Catholic. So we will be seeking ways to make our schools both academically excellent, as they are, to continue that tradition and to help them continue to be deeply rooted in the tradition and the teachings of the Catholic Church. You know, our Catholic schools strive to help our students make connections between faith and reason and their understanding of what it means to be Catholic in today's world, and to seek to help them achieve their fullness of their God-given potential and to use those gifts for the good of others.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned connections there. And one of the things I've been wondering is that with everything going on in the world, and there's a lot of divisiveness out there and a lot of isolation because of social media and all that, but how can Catholic schools teach students to interrelate with the others and work better with people who might share different backgrounds and different points of view?
Well, Chris, you know, the foundation of our Catholic faith is a belief that every person is made in God's image and likeness and thus deserving of dignity and respect. And this is essential to teaching of children and helping students and children understand how to relate to other individuals, how to communicate with them, how to appreciate and celebrate the differences among people, how to engage in respectful conversation so that they can understand other points of views, and also be able to learn how to articulate and how to be able to support their beliefs with facts and with evidence. It's through those conversations with one another, through those relationships with one another, creating that environment of respect and striving to understand and to hear one another, that we can better understand the other, even if we don't agree with the person.
Yeah.
And that we can build those communities that strive together to make the world a better place. You know, we have to immerse ourselves in the world and engage with one another to be able to fully learn and grow. You know, at times, Chris, that's uncomfortable.
Sure. Yeah.
For sure. But such a gift when we can do it, that we can come together and work together to make the world a better place.
And hopefully catch the kids while they're young and able to, mm-hmm. to be adapted. Sister Patricia, I saw a recent social media post that said that AI is really just predictive text on steroids. And it noted that some teachers are actually assigning projects that require students to use ChatGPT to write a report on a certain subject and then research how and why it's wrong. The kind of project helped students realize that AI, large language models, often get things wrong, hallucination in the technical term. But this kind of project encouraged critical thinking. What kinds of challenges do these emerging technologies present for educators?
Well, you know, Chris, much like the advent of the internet, AI presents many challenges and risks and also many opportunities.
Sure.
As well. And we want our schools, our Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, to prepare our students to use every available tool that supports their learning in an ethical manner, in a moral manner. And as with other teaching tools, They're never a substitute for independent critical thinking.
No, can't be.
No, they're never a substitute for the teacher, and they're never a substitute for independent critical thinking. Our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has long been on the forefront of addressing the moral responsibilities surrounding the use of AI. And this will be a critical area of focus for all of us and for us in Catholic schools as we look to support our schools and provide consistent guidance on how AI can be used both in the classroom and independently by students to ensure they are comfortable and can adapt with this new area of technology, that they are prepared to excel at the highest levels, and that most especially they are prepared to use it in an ethical and moral manner in their career fields in the future and in their present day-to-day life.
Yeah, and it's rumored that Pope Leo, while he's on vacation at Castel Gandolfo in Italy, is actually working on his first encyclical, and the topic might be AI, which would be an interesting development there. You talked just now about excellence in our schools, and our Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore have been recognized as National Blue Ribbon Schools, exemplary schools of education over a number of years. As you inherit that legacy of excellence, as you come into the role as superintendent of Catholic schools, what do you hope to accomplish in the next few years?
Yeah, well, I have to say, Chris, first, I'm honored and humbled to assume the role of superintendent in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. And, you know, what I hope to do, you know, right off the bat to begin is to begin to build relationships within our schools and to foster relationships, to get to know our students and our families and our teachers and our principals within the Archdiocese of Baltimore. I know many of them from the length of time that I've served in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, but to really get to know them and get to know their schools and how the Department of Catholic Schools can best support them and help them continue to do the great work that they're doing, as well as to foster those relationships among our schools together. You know, we're a school system. We're not a system of schools. So right. How we become together as one and continue to help and build each other. And then certainly to help our schools grow, you know, both in terms of the number of students and growing the strength of our programs. That's something that we want to do and continue to do, and to continue to be on the cutting edge of education so that our students are prepared for their future. Certainly, you know, financial accessibility, being accessible to all students, is another area that we want to look at and that we want to develop and grow in, and that I hope that we can be able to do, and I'm confident we can be able to do with the great support of the individuals in the Baltimore area and in the state of Maryland, so that all students have the opportunity to attend our wonderful Catholic schools. You know, most especially, you know, we want to help our students continue to deepen their faith life and continue to put Christ at the center of their lives. Our theme this year in the Archdiocese of Baltimore is Pilgrims of Hope. And so we really want to be credible witnesses of what it means to be a pilgrim of hope, a disciple of Jesus Christ. We want our young people to embrace, and all of us to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with our God.
Yeah. We're coming to the end of our time. I think all of us have teachers who have impressed us over the years, who have, even decades later, left a lasting impression on us. Do you have a favorite teacher or a couple of teachers who made a huge impact on you, who you still think of to this day?
You know, Chris, that's a really hard question because I've been blessed with so many awesome, incredible teachers. And one of the things that I've learned over time, whether, you know, it was in elementary school, whether it was in high school, whether it was in college or graduate school, teachers touched my life and helped empower me to reach the fullness of my potential and to do things that I couldn't even imagine or ask. I'll just throw one out because it ties back to the very beginning. You know, I go back to that fourth grade autobiography.
Yeah.
That I wrote as a little fourth grader that my mom kept over all the years. And Sister Karen Flattery was my teacher in the fourth grade. And She was an excellent teacher, certainly, but and one of the reasons that I think she helped cultivate my vocation as well was because I said I wanted to be a school sister like all the ones who taught me, and especially Sister Karen, who was so filled with joy and happy in her life and happy in her service to the children in her classroom.
Yeah.
And that was such a gift to me that it inspired me. You know, Chris, when we're loved, we can do more than we ever thought or imagined. And love is at the heart of Catholic education.
Yeah.
God's love for us and our love for God and our love for one another. And with that love, each and every student, teacher, administrator, faculty member, staff member can do more than they ever thought or imagined.
Yeah. And teachers make a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Well, we have been talking today with School Sister of Notre Dame, Patricia McCarron, the new superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Thank you so much, Sister Patricia, for being with us today.
Chris, thank you so much for having me today, and blessings on all your work.
Thank you. This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and you've been listening to Catholic Review Radio. Don't forget to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast app and tune in next week.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at CatholicReview.org. That's CatholicReview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area, and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.